We're quite happy now to welcome Michael Bradley, number four. You know him, a midfielder for the United States men's national team. They're in the midst of their send-off series, getting ready for game one of the World Cup versus Ghana down in Brazil on June 16th. And, Michael, I was at the game at Candlestick the other night, and you guys kind of left it late. But still, that midfield, without Donovan in front of you or off to the sides, I know it's something that you can't control when a player is dropped, but is it a little bit different when you look around and there's, you know, number 10 is on Mix Diskerud and not Landon Donovan?
Certainly. We all have so much respect for everything that Landon's done for our team and for soccer in this country. But the reality is still that over the past few years, he's been a little bit in and out. And so we have grown accustomed to what it's like on days when he's not there. And so, you know, it's important now as we look forward and get ourselves ready for this World Cup that the focus is on, you know, the guys that are here and the incredible opportunity that we have.
Now, you turned pro very early as a teenager, and if I'm being honest, I didn't think you were going to be as good as you are. But when you went over to Heerenveen and you're playing in the UEFA Cup, what did you learn over there? Because when I think about Gert Verbeek and that system he had there, what did you learn when you were so young playing there in the Eredivisie?
Yeah, I learned what it meant to compete every day, you know, what it meant to have to, you know, come into training every single day and do everything just to get on the field on the weekend. And so, you know, that was such an important, you know, moment in portion of my career, you know, learning what that was like.
Now, when you go to, you know, Roma, I think about the competition in Serie A. You've played in the Prem for Aston Villa. You played in the Bundesliga for Borussia Mönchengladbach. And now back to MLS again with FC Toronto. Coming full circle, I was a little surprised you came home, so to speak. The same with Clint in Seattle. But what was it that brought you back to North America?
The opportunity to be a part of something special. You know, I in speaking to the people in Toronto and you know, understanding everything that is going on, you know, at their club in that city, it was just something that I wanted to be a part of. And I felt like for my career and for my improvement as a player, that this was going to be an important step.
Rick Tittle with Michael Bradley of the United States Men's National Team. A couple more questions for Michael. Jermaine Defoe is one of my favorites as a lifelong Tottenham supporter, and I know he was gutted to be left off the team for South Africa for the Three Lions. As a teammate, though, is he as good a bloke as he seems?
Yes, he in all ways is a good person, a good player, a good teammate. You know, he and I have developed a really good relationship over the past few months, and so obviously on a personal level, very disappointed to see him not be a part of their group for the World Cup. But, you know, he handled it exactly how you would have expected him to. And I know that he's more focused and more committed than ever.
Now, when you went to Villa Park, was there a connection there with Mr. Lerner wanting an American there? Was it strictly a soccer decision? I mean, we know Brad Guzan is there as well. What was your time like in the second city?
You know, I obviously met Mr. Lerner on a few occasions, but never really had, never really got to know him great. I mean, he's obviously, you know, very smart, somebody who's had a great amount of success, but he still kept a little bit of his distance with that club. And so, you know, obviously on a personal level, my time there didn't go as I'd hoped, but still, the experience was one that has helped me a lot.
Now, the USA manager, Jurgen Klinsmann, a guy we've all admired for what he's been able to do on and off the field. Of course, what he did in Germany in 06, I was over there for that World Cup as well, and a lot of the Germans didn't like the fact that he preferred Jens Lehmann, that he brought in new physios and a new training technique. They thought it was too California, and they're very close to going to the final. With everything that he's been through now and the backlash over dropping Donovan, do you think, especially in this very, very difficult group that we are in, I say we as an American, do you think the world is in for a surprise here from our boys down there?
That's certainly our hope. Every guy in our group believes that we have a team that has the chance to go down to Brazil and do something special. And so, obviously, it won't be easy. The group is difficult, but still, the opportunity to go to a World Cup and leave everything you have there is something that doesn't come around every day. And so, we're all very excited and very determined.
And finally, I know you're here representing Gatorade Unreal around the world. It's a contest. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Michael?
Yeah, it's a really cool initiative that Gatorade has started. It's a contest where kids from all around the world are able to compete. They send in a video, they write a little essay, and basically are trying to prove that they deserve the opportunity to spend time at some of the biggest and best clubs in the world. And so, I can only talk from my experience and growing up, but to have the opportunity that I did of playing in Europe and playing against the best players in the best teams, it was so important for me and my development. And so I think this opportunity that Gatorade is giving is one that kids all around the world should be excited about.
You can check it out at GatoradeFootball.com. We've been speaking with Michael Bradley. Listen, Michael, I know you got to run. Thanks for your time. You had a great World Cup in South Africa, and without Landon there, we're really going to need you more than ever. So best of luck to you guys, and hopefully we'll see you in the second round.
Okay, sounds great.